Ebenezer and family and friends. We are just so glad to be able to connect one more time. God has been good to us, and we need to celebrate His graciousness in our life. I've just been thinking, you know, the little things that He does for us that we take for granted. So as you go through your day, I just want you to give Him a shout of praise for the little things like breathing that we take for granted, being able to feed ourselves, little things that are very big things. And I just thank the Lord for all that He's doing in our lives. Thank you for connecting to ebcnc.com. Of course, we've got so much that's on our website. Pray that you have downloaded our app so you can connect with all the information that we have there. Our Monday nights special presentations or Bible studies, Tuesday Bible study, Wednesday Bible study. Of course, we have our 10 o'clock online, and we have our 8:45 in-person and our 10:45 in-person services. And we ask you, please, please continue to pray and lift up that God's will be done at Ebenezer. Thank you for your giving, and whatever manner that manifests itself. Maybe it's giving to reach out to touch someone, or texting someone, or embracing, or maybe small group studies. As you're looking at the Bible studies, you're inviting friends over, and you're looking at it together and asking each other's questions. Whatever that giving is, we thank you. Thank you for if you're in our in-person services, giving there, or you're using our app, thank you for your giving there, or sending into our secure mailbox. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God has been a wonderful, wonderful provider for all of us. And I'm just so, so exhilarated when I think about how good our God. He is truly Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Well, I just want us to prepare our hearts. I am just thinking about this word that we're going to get back to. Remember, we were talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego on last Sunday. We're getting back into that second half. See you soon.
The 40th division of Psalms, a few verses. And I'm in the original King James. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He had put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Yes, yes. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, yes, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, thy wondrous works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us upward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. And if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. May the Lord add a blessing to the word.
Amen. Amen.
There's no one else that we can turn to but you, yes. You're the only answer to the situation that we got ourselves into. So Master, won't you please come down and give us a helping hand? Oh, 'cause we need you. I said we need you right now. There are people that are going hungry 'cause they can get nothing to eat. And there's a lot of people going naked, naked. Won't you please come down and give us a helping hand? Oh, 'cause we need you. I said we need you right now. Right now. Right now. Said we need you right now. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Right now, y'all can identify with this. I tell you, that man has gotten out of hand with his evil ways. Can't you see that he is destroying us, destroying us? Just a little bit more each and every day. So Master, won't you please come down and give us, Lord have mercy, a helping hand. Yeah. Say we need you right now. Right now. Hey, hey, yeah, say we need you. We need you right now. We need you. Say that we need you right now. Hey, right now. Hey, Lord, right now. Say that we need you. Hey, right now. We need you right now. Give God some praise. If you need him and you know it, give him some praise.
It's so good to be connected with Jesus and the body of Christ, and knowing that he is definitely our shepherd in every situation. Well, today we're getting back into our series of distractions and fears. And I'm telling you, during these days and times, there are so many distractions and fears. The enemy is stepping up his attack. But I'm so glad we have been memorizing. Remember 2 Timothy chapter 1 and that 7th verse. Very powerful. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so I really encourage you to get that in your spirit. Get it deep down in there, that when the enemy comes, you can speak that out and stand strong on God's word. Well, I am ready to get back into the scripture today on that end part, that section dealing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But before we go any further, I ask you to please go in a word of prayer with me. Father, I just thank you. Thank you for being God and God alone. Thank you for this opportunity to virtually connect, Lord, and your word is being spread throughout the nations, Lord. I'm just blessed, so blessed to be able to even just read your word. Lord, I pray that maybe someone is listening today that doesn't know you, that today be their day, that they will confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that, Father, you have raised them from the dead and you said they would be saved. Let them know that Ephesians 2:8, powerful, that is by grace through faith and not of themselves. It's a gift from you, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so, Lord, thank you for that wonderful gift. Now, Lord, I ask you to move me out of the way, forgive me of my sins, and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Therefore, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Would you teach us? Would you guide us? Would you lead us into all truth? Thank you, Lord, for making this word so plain, so easy to be understood, that even a small child can be transformed to be like you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. As we get into our portion of scripture today, Daniel chapter 3 and the 25th verse. Daniel 3 and the 25th verse. It reads, "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Daniel 3:25 again. "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." I want to speak from a subject today, a favor in the fire. Favor in the fire. Hey, man, I'm connecting with you. If you're there with somebody, just kind of speak it. Speak it to them. I tell you, never say, "Neighbor, you've got favor in the fire." If you were on the chat, just put, "I've got favor in the fire." Favor in the fire. From last time, we were in Daniel chapter 3 in that 18th verse. It says, "But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." And our title was Learning to Trust the Lord. That can be tough, but it is a sequential. We just walk into it, and via His Holy Spirit, He is really teaching us to trust Him more and more. Some points in review: distractions and consequences, dare to be different, the challenge, stance of faith, and it's in God's hand. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord that it's in His hand. Time frame we're going back to is 605 to 536 BC. During this time, we learned from last Sunday, Nebuchadnezzar is the absolute ruler. He has decided to build this huge 90-foot statue, and he has proclaimed that everyone needs to bow down and worship it. At the time of the music going off, they had to bow down. But these Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused to do it because it was against God's mandates. And even though they had been elevated under this Babylonian king, they had learned the societal standards. They had learned the language. They were really being used of God in the enemy's territory. Still, they decided, "We're not going to compromise, and we will not bow down." And today, we're going to get back into that confrontation. When the enemy comes at us with distractions and fears, who will we trust? Will we trust our God, or we submit to the ways of the world, the ways of the enemy? A little transition verse, Daniel 3:18 from last time, "But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Now, remember on last time, we talked from that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, our God is able to deliver us. We know that. We trust Him. We are not going to bow down. But I love they put that transitional point, "But if He doesn't, we're still not going to bow down, because God has been too good. He has been faithful." Daniel 3:19, "Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that the furnace be heated seven times more than it usually was heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace." Here's our first point, the attack. Yes, the attack. So we have to understand in our lives, when we stand up for God, when we decide to be in his will, sometimes things are going to go crazy. Sometimes the enemy is going to step up his attack. And we see here, this king is furious. He's in a rage. Please note that 1800 degrees Fahrenheit is actually used for cremations. And the king's like, I want you to get it as hot as you can, because they have gone against. They said that their God is able to deliver them. Let's see what he's going to do. The enemy gets so frustrated with us and angry, as said before, when we decide to do it God's way. Notice Daniel 3:19, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You've seen that when people get up sometime, get upset, really upset, their face changes, man. You see a demonic spirits that are cast all over them. This is King Nebuchadnezzar. He is upset at the fact he was considered God. And now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not going to worship these idols that you put up. It was a direct confrontation of the king himself. But please, we've talked about this over and over again throughout this sermon series. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That ninth verse, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Please, I find this interesting. Just in the news, some days ago, we had some missionaries in Haiti to be abducted, and I was just reading an article, and I found out this is nothing new. This is something that's been lifted up in our news, and we found interest in it. But missionaries are taken all the time, it seems, in various areas, but they understand their risk. Did you know, I was reading the article, that some missionary places overseas in these dangerous, they actually have insurance, kidnapping insurance, because they realize when I go through and I go into these situations, it is a high probability that something's going to happen. And that is when we can trust the Lord, that even when we're in situations that are crazy, we know that God is faithful. Even when we know the enemy's going to come at us, we know that we've got favor in the fire. There ought to be some hallelujahs out there. Look at Daniel 3:22. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Here's another point. Still alive. Yes, still alive. Tell somebody, I'm still alive. Now, this is profound here. He is frustrated. He's mad. He didn't throw him in, but he has people working for him throw him in. Look at this closely in Daniel 3:22, that middle part. And the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, in the Abednego. But God's servants are still alive. The men that handled them roughly, I can see it, and threw them in. The flame was so hot, heat coming out, it actually killed these mighty men that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in. But please understand, they are still alive. Some of you have been thrown in the fire. Yes, I'm speaking to somebody. Some of your enemies have died, but you are still alive. You are still going through, but God has been faithful. Proverbs 26:27 out of the Living Bible, it says, the man who sets a trap for others will get caught in it himself. Roll a boulder down on someone and it will roll back and crush you. I'm talking about favor in the fire. Look at Daniel 3:24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. 25th verse, look, he answered, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Here's another point. I really want you to get this. Just kind of, I want you to meditate on this point. There's another one in the fire. Yes, there's another one in the fire. Now, as we look closely at Daniel 3:24, again, that end part, it said, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, those three men. But it goes on, they answered and said to the king, true, old king. The only reason we are alive today is because we got help in the fire. Yes, yes, yes. The only reason we have gotten this far is because through all of our distresses and our fears, God has been right there with us. He has been ordering our steps. He has been embracing us. When we wanted to give up, I am so glad for God's faithfulness in our lives. Deuteronomy 31:6 sums it up. It says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Are there any shouts of praise, knowing that God has never left you or forsook you? Even in times that we felt like we're like, God, where are you? God has always been there. When we look back and we see where God's brought us from, I'm telling y'all to be a shout of praise. Say, Lord, I just thank you for getting me to this day. Look closely at 325. Look, he answered, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Oh, I love this. I love this. These Hebrew boys are just actually fulfilling scripture in Isaiah 43:2. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Isn't that a powerful verse to think that even these Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God is fulfilling his word. And please know, saints, those who are going through, God is fulfilling his word in your life. That is good news to someone that's listening right now, someone who is viewing right now, someone is that's in the midst of a fiery situation in your life. I want you to know that God is with you. But don't forget this part, this last part of the 25th verse. It says, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Now, contextually, I want to bring in Woodrow Knoll. He writes this, Nebuchadnezzar had no knowledge of Christ and was probably saying nothing more than that a divine being was protecting the three men. The fourth person may have been the pre-incarnate Christ, who often appears in the Old Testament as the angel of the Lord. We bring out this word often, theophany, or may have been an angel sent by God to protect the men. But I'm telling you, when we think about this, we need to shout right now that God would come himself, whether it was an angel, I believe it was the pre-incarnate Christ, this theophany, to stand with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, all because they chose to believe God. I find encouragement just to know that God is with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he is with us also. Man, I pray that this poem blesses you by Carolyn Joyce Carty. It's been quoted many times, talked about. It says, one night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. Any amens? He also noticed that it happened that at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why when I needed you most, you would leave me. But I love what the Lord replied. He says, my son, my precious child, I love you and I would never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. I'm talking about favor in the fire. I'm telling there ought to be some shouts of praise again to think about that God is there with us in the fire. Daniel 3:26. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. I love this point. They can't come in, but we can come out. Yes, yes. They can't come in, but we can come out. Let me explain this. Notice in this scripture, the king actually has to request them to come out. Yeah, he threw them in,
via his servants, but he has to request them to come out of the fire. He couldn't go in the fire and to experience what they were experiencing to actually drag them out. He requests, he says, I want y'all to come out to me. I am so glad that God knows how to turn things around. Any amens out there? I am so glad in our situation, God can flip these things. Psalms 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalms 23:5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. I am so, so glad that God, even in the midst of my enemies, even in the midst of my struggles, my distresses, and my fears, God says, I got you. I got you. In the front of your enemy, they can't come in, but you can come out of that situation. Some of you need to say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Look at Daniel 3:27. And the satraps and the administrators and the governors and the kings and the counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. I want you to get this. Hear me with this. And the satraps and the administrators, the governors and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power, the hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. I'm talking about favor in the fire. Here's another one. We don't look like what we've gone through. Yes, yes, yes. Get this one. We don't look like what we've gone through. There are some shouts of praise. I hear somebody running around the living room. You done ran into the kitchen when you think about, I don't look like what I've gone through. Their hair was not singed. Their garments were not burned. They didn't even smell like smoke. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I go out and I do barbecue a lot and grill. And I'm telling you, every time I do that, there's always smoke in my clothes. There's never been a time that I went out on the grill and did not get smoke in my clothes. But God is so faithful that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they're in the fire, all these flames are going up, smoke is going up. When they come out, God says, I'm not even going to allow the smoke to be in your clothes. Some of you have just got a shout of praise when you thought about the stuff that you've gone through. And look now that you're on the other side and look at you. You just wipe yourself and say, I don't even have the smell of smoke. I don't look like what I've gone through. I'm telling you, there have been people that have had cancer, and you've gone through chemo treatments and you've lost your hair, but look at you now. There have been people that have gone through broken relationships and you thought that you wouldn't rebound, but look at you now. Some people have been through car accidents, but because you love the Lord and those surgeries that had to happen, now look at you. God has been so faithful, you don't look like what you've gone through. I'm talking about favor in the fire. Look at Daniel 3:28. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Somebody say, no other God. No other God. Here's the point. A change of heart. A change of heart. I'm seeing here in this whole confrontation of Nebuchadnezzar. Remember, his face changed. He was furious. And now, because he's seeing God intervene in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's life, and they come out, they're not burned, their hair is not singed, and there's no smoke. All of a sudden, man, he changes. His heart changes at this point. I got a quote for you. Your test will turn out to be a testimony. Yes, yes. Your test will turn out to be a testimony. Some of you need to quote that to yourself. My test will turn out to be a testimony. Whatever you're going through, I'm telling you, your test is going to turn out to be a testimony. Fern Bernstein, she wrote this. She said, only God can turn a mess into a message. a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, and a victim into a victor. I'm going to read that because some of you lost it. You need to hear this. You shouting about the other point. Listen to this. Only God can turn a mess into a message and a test into a testimony, a trial into a triumph, and a victim into a victor. I am so glad for favor in the fire. I love what the king says in Daniel 3:28. He says, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word." Notice that. "And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Shadrach and the Meshach and Abednego, they said, "You know what? If he don't deliver us, we're still not going to bow down." They submitted themselves. They stepped out on faith to trust the true and living God. This is a fulfillment of Revelation 12:1. "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." Favor in the fire. Let me get this final verse. This is a powerful one. Daniel 3:30. "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." Yes, yes. Here's our final point. Get this one. Double for your trouble. Yes, yes. Double for your trouble. I'm telling you, when I'm thinking about that, if you're on the chat, you might want to put some hands. You just find them hands and just put them up. I'm getting double for my trouble. Do these distractions and fears. I'm learning the word of God. I'm learning how to stand in the word of God. I'm learning to pray more and trust him. What an example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Reggie B of Bethel Church, he writes this. He said, "God wants to give you double for your trouble. He is the God of restoration. That means he's not going to just repay you for every wrong done. He's going to go above and beyond and make things even better than they were before." Yes, they are promoted. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are actually promoted after they come out of fire. They already had good position, but King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Man, if your God is like this, I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to give you a pay raise. I'm going to move you into a better office. I'm going to move you into a different neighborhood, all because your God is awesome." There ought to be some folks say, "My God is awesome." Matthew 6:33. This fulfills it. It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." In times like these, I am so blessed to be able to have examples like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But there ought to be some folks who say, "You know what? I'm glad we got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but I'm so glad that we've got Jesus." Any hallelujahs out there? I'm so glad that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit manifested themselves, and Jesus Christ the Son comes and walks among men, healing the sick and raising the dead and dealing with the sin sick soul. And there ought to be some identifiers out there, because you're like, "You know what? All of us have sinned and fallen short of the kingdom of heaven. All of us have messed up. All of us have been caught up in one way or the other, and we deserve hell. We deserve burning." But aren't you glad what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could not do that Jesus did for us? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego couldn't deliver us. If they had died in that fire, it wouldn't have brought deliverance to us. But I'm so glad that Jesus goes to a fiery place. I'm talking about the cross of Calvary. There he takes in his hands nails and nails in his feet. He carries our sins and bears our grief. Even on that cross of Calvary, an earthquake takes place after his death, and the scriptures reveal that he goes down and he's able to release the captives. Even at that point is a pre-example that says some saints of old got up and walked around Jerusalem. I'm talking about favor in the fire. If Jesus had not gone to the cross of Calvary, if Jesus had not died on the cross of Calvary, if Jesus had not been put in that cold tomb and got up on the third day with all power and all glory, we wouldn't understand what favor is all about. But because he got up with all power and glory, now we can say, when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, our soul shouts out, "Hallelujah." I just thank God for favor in the fire. Saints, I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what your situation is, but I want you to know God has so much favor. I believe all of us, when we pray, we want to believe that we won't go through. We won't have to go through the stresses and fears in our lives. And sometimes God will deliver us. He will preempt that. And we won't have to go in the fire. But saints of God, please understand, all of us are going to go through. All of us deserve hell. But I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for what he's done for us. And I just want to encourage you, you can trust him. Oh, put your faith in him. If he did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he can do it for us. If you don't know Christ today, would you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead? He said, you will be saved. Yes, just to be saved and to have him in your life. Oh, means everything for the saints out there that are going through. That this message has been an encouragement to them to know that even in the fire, there's a fourth one there. Yes, God is there through Jesus Christ, his son. Man, and he's given us his Holy Spirit. He said, he'd never leave us nor forsake us. We quoted that in the sermon. No, even when we can't feel him, he is right there with us. The fact that we're still living says that God has been faithful. I want you to just begin to praise and thank the Lord for what you have. Yeah, not what he's going to give you, but what you have right now, to know that you've got favor in the fire. Let's pray together. Father, I just thank you so much for this word. An amazing word, Lord. Amazing. Thank you for giving this example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But most importantly, thank you for your son, Jesus, who truly delivered us from the fire. Lord, thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance. And I pray for those that are going through right now, that they be encouraged. Give them peace, Lord. Give them strength. And Lord, help them to celebrate you in faith, knowing that you are an amazing God and you love us so much. Father, we just give you praise, honor, and glory for favor in the fire. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill